So many big stories making news at the moment, and we still need to know exactly what happened at the tavern in East London. 21 teenagers died in the early hours of last Sunday. It was a horrible story. We woke up to that on Sunday morning and we couldn't believe what we saw on our cell phones or listening to eyewitness news. 21 teenagers. They went inside this tavern. They were dancing. They were partying. They were drinking alcohol into the early hours of the morning. And then 21 bodies were found. And up to now, no answers whatsoever. Well, joining us is Eyewitness News reporter Nhlanhla Mabaso. Good morning, Nhlanhla. Good to have you on The Breakfast Show.
Morning, Ray. Thank you for having me.
All right. So last night, the tavern, we saw all sorts of images. They allowed the media inside the tavern. You were there as well. What did you see?
Well, Ray, they indeed allowed the media to come in while the owner, Mr. Nev, was allowed to collect the remaining stock. Very devastating pictures, Ray, walking inside that a particular tavern. You can now imagine as to how crowded that place could have been, especially because of the small space inside. Now, you'd remember when during the week when we covered this coverage, people were telling us that there were over 300 people inside that particular venue. So it tells you of how much people were crowded and how much there was lack of space, because that place appears to have been filled more to more of its capacity. Now we saw broken glasses, you know, the sliding doors were broken, the empty bottles on the floor, the shoes, because we are told that when they thought the victims were actually collapsing, right, they took off their shoes, and there's some trousers and tops and t-shirts that are all over the floor. And then when you go to the VIP lounge upstairs, right, it's the same story, just truly, truly devastating pictures. And it seemed as though really, people were desperate to leave that particular area during that whatever commotion and chaos that broke, because they also broke the back window of the tavern, right, with the chairs, trying to make a way out. Right?
Interesting you say that. So there was desperation inside. But up to now, we've heard all sorts of, or I suppose, theories on what may have happened. Are we any closer to finding out the exact cause of what happened in the early hours of Sunday morning? Do we yet know or have a hint of what happened?
Well, besides the, of course, what is said by those who were inside, they're saying that some sort of a substance may have been sprayed by the bouncers to disperse the crowd. Well, for sure, we don't know that yet, because it has not been confirmed by the police, as they said that their investigation is still underway. But, you know, speculation is very rife on the ground, especially because more than one person that has been inside is saying the same thing about a certain pepper spray that was sprayed inside. But of course, like I'm saying, we are waiting for police to really confirm whether it was a pepper spray or some sort of a gas leak. But eyewitness news has been told that it's a norm that when that club is crowded and people refuse to leave, they spray some sort of a pepper spray to disperse them. But this time around, they say that it could have been that pepper spray or something else, because people died and it was the first time. Well, I think it's very important to also mention that 19 of the victims died inside, 18 rather, died inside that venue, while three others died in hospital. Now, there are still others that are also being treated with land. So, as it stands, all we know is that those were inside partying, dancing on what was a birthday celebration for two DJs, say that something was sprayed, which led to the death of 21 teenagers. But we are expecting the toxicology report from the police and other you know, investigations, because we saw forensics teams as from Monday going to that scene, working that scene off until yesterday, when they opened for the owner to pack what was the stock that remained. And we also made our way inside. So we wait on police to really give us an update as to really what could have caused this tragic incident here in Sonary Park, right?
Yeah. The building, apparently, it was found to be illegally built. What do we know about that?
Indeed, right. It's built right in between people's houses. When I spoke to some of the neighbors to say, how do you sleep with the amount of noise that comes out of this club? Their response was, we actually struggle to to sleep when there's no sound going on, because that's how much they are used to the noise happening there. The South African Human Rights Commission, they, interestingly, when they were on the ground, they've learned that there are over 40,000 complaints about that particular tavern. There's also a petition that was signed by community members. It appears, Ray, that for the past 10 years, that has been the only problematic tavern that in that community, because parents have raised issues that they do not adhere to regulations. For example, underage drinking is a major concern in that particular community, and that tavern is one of that those that allow really young children to buy alcohol there. You'd know already that the last victim to die inside that venue was 13 years old. So that tells you that if they could allow someone who can only be allowed to buy alcohol in the next 5 years now, it tells you of how much they don't adhere to the rules and regulations. But we do know that the liquor board in the Eastern Cape visited them and, of course, served them with papers to shut down pending this investigation, right?
Yeah. And then a funeral service organized for Wednesday. What's the local community saying about that?
Well, the local community says they want to at least send their children, and give them a befitting funeral. We had prayers and night vigil happening outside the tavern and at community churches. So they're basically saying that these are children. They had hoped that these are people who are going to challenge the development of that community by going to school, developing their community, but also challenging government to really have some sort of resources that will see youth development taking place. For example, things such as libraries, tennis courts, and sports field are still some of the biggest need. But of course, according to the deputy mayor, that's Princess Espagush, saying that they are a new government here in the Buffalo City municipality, and they will be working hard in a bid to make sure that those are provided. But we do know that Abob had said that to families that cannot afford to bury their children, they will then lend a hand and ensure that they all have a befitting funeral. So we are told that it's going to be a mass funeral, and it's expected to take place next week, Wednesday.
Eyewitness News reporter Nhlanhla Mabaso talking to us from East London.